Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 562 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you're doing well and feeling great. Here's today's question from David, all the way from Ireland.
Hey, Pat. It's David here from Ireland. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work, and I love the stuff that you put out, so thank you so much for that. My question is about my existing website. It's mindfulmeanings.com. I'm a psychotherapist, and I work in private practice in Dublin here in Ireland, and that's the website that I use for my practice. Now, it does the job really well for what I set it up for. I have a full practice, and I get enough traffic. I get all the traffic that I need. However, I want to branch out from private practice, and I want to move into, extend into online business with the psychotherapy. Reason being is because, first and foremost, I want to be able to reach out and help more people than I can do in private practice. Obviously, I can only see a certain amount of people every week face to face. So, thanks largely to your good self, I have a lot of ideas around this, and I have a lot of work that I'm getting started with now. A lot of content written for blogs. I'm going to post blogs an awful lot more regularly than I have been. I have a podcast that I'm going to launch in January, hopefully. And you know, lots of other good ideas for content, so I can be of service to more people. So my question is really about the website. As you can see, it's really set up for local traffic and a local business. So can I optimize that to utilize it for online business as well, in the way that I've been speaking about? Or would you recommend I set up a separate website for that? I'm thinking, if possible, I'd like to keep the website that I have, you know, change it if needed, but not to set up a separate one altogether, because I see what I'm doing or what I want to do more as an extension of the work that I already do rather than something completely different. But anyway, I would really value your input on this. So any you could give me would be fantastic. Thank you very much, Pat. And thanks in advance for the free t-shirt.
Hey, David, what's up? Thank you so much for your question today. I'm on your website, mindfulmeanings.com, and it's cool to know that this is working for you in a local sense and driving traffic and customers and clients for your local practice. Congrats on all the success, and I think it's smart of you at this point to want to branch out, to want to extend your reach, not just to reach other people, like you said, which I love that that's the primary reason why you want to do it, but when you reach more people and you serve more people, you can generate more income and you know, all that good stuff. So there's a number of different ways that you could do this. You had mentioned some stuff that's set up, and I see here that you do have a podcast link on your navigation menu. Actually, let me click on that now, because you had mentioned that you were starting one, and it looks like you're on episode 3 now, which is great, which is about suicide intervention. Episode 2 was Change Your Story, Change Your Life. I love that phrase. And Talk Therapy, episode 1. Awesome. So it looks like you are moving forward with the podcast. So first of all, congratulations to you on that. I think that's a smart way to go because, yes, you are going to reach a lot more people by putting yourself on these platforms where your voice, your content can be seen and also shared. But beyond that, You also want to make sure that you are providing or thinking about providing a way for people to get access to you, to get access to your knowledge and pay for that. Because, of course, a lot of people do is they create these great platforms, they reach a lot of people, but then they don't think ahead in terms of, well, how am I going to get rewarded for all of this? So I don't know if that's in your pipeline, but I hope it is. And by what I'm talking about is essentially products. Courses I could see happening in this particular niche, webinars very specific about certain things, and also online seminars and summits. You might perhaps be able to round up a number of other psychotherapists, for example, and put them all together in a summit similar to what Lane Amon did in episode 37 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/session37. She used her knowledge in the world of scrapbooking to pull together some of the top experts and put on a paid live summit that, there were dozens of experts coming on, and it was like a full day or even 2-day event, and they would each talk about their own specialty, and people would pay to get access to these live things and be able to interact with it with an audience in a webinar sort of live summit kind of style. So that's an option too. And of course there's the ebooks and physical books that you could do. Also, I know a lot of people who are in the psychology arena who are publishing books and are doing very well. So that's available to you also, not only as outreach, but as another way to also generate an income too. So I just wanted to make sure that as you're doing this, I mean, you're doing a great job. So in terms of should this be on a separate page, I think you've already answered that. Now that I'm looking at your site, I see a podcast here in the blog, which is great. That's what I was going to say. Keep it on your own site. The branding is perfectly suited for worldwide distribution. Mindfulmeanings.com, for example, even though it's local to Dublin here, as it says on the top, it's something that could be taught and could serve everybody. So I think it's smart to keep it on that brand. I think it's a strong brand name. I would just make sure that it is easy for people when they land on the site to know that these other things exist. And yes, you have them in the navigation bar, but when I go to the homepage, for example, it doesn't necessarily tell me that it's not just a service for Dublin. And that's what I see at the very top of the first sort of paragraphs when you say Dublin can... I mean, it says Dublin Counseling and Psychotherapy Service. What I would do is any traffic or blog stuff, you know, you have a specific landing page that is more tailored for the non-local stuff. So what I would do is mindfulmeanings.com/start, for example. It doesn't necessarily have to be that, but that could be essentially a secondary homepage, for example, that if you do guest posts or guest blogging or guest podcast episodes, or you read any articles on any other pages that are specifically meant to reach people outside of Dublin, then you can drive traffic to mindfulmeanings.com/start, and that could be a page that you could reference throughout your website too. And yeah, have it all live there. And I think, you know, this site, this brand is strong, and just you can grow out from there like it seems like you have been. So yeah, that's awesome, man. And I appreciate you, David, for saying thank you in advance for your t-shirt, because that's exactly what you're going to get. Because I, first of all, thank you for your question. And yes, I will send you a t-shirt all the way to Ireland. I would love a snapshot or a photo of it on Twitter at Pat Flynn. Just tag me there so I could see that. I collect all the photos I get of people wearing Ask Pat shirts. It's pretty awesome. Anyway, thank you again, David. I hope this answers your question and it kind of validates the direction that you seem to be heading. And yeah, thank you so much. For those of you who are listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, like David's, and yes, you also get a t-shirt too, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Hit the record button, just ask your question, and there you go. I also want to mention that if you haven't picked up my book yet, it's called Will It Fly? Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. It is a Wall Street Journal bestseller, and I'm super excited to share it with the world. It has already sold over 16,000 copies at the time that I record this, and probably a lot more by the time you listen to it. And I want to get it into as many hands as possible. So if you haven't picked it up yet, go to willitflybook.com. You can pick it up right there. Again, that's willitflybook.com. And finally, as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Jim Rohn. He says, "You either run the day or the day runs you." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks very much. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.